Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
not one of you. I would like to make you one of us. All you have to do is just listen to my woman. Then you will know why.
My way out of my constriction. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Ron Rex Show. I hope that everyone had a pleasant Veterans Day. What was that, Monday? And that you had a pleasant day today. And without further ado, I'm going to bring in my guest co-host, Dry Bones.
Hello,
okay.
Dry Bones. How are you?
Wonderful. We're going to take the mothership up into the stars tonight. That was lovely. I love that. The funk. You are playing some awesome music. You're playing some awesome music. One Nation. And I'm going to tell everybody who listens tonight, free your mind and your ass will follow. That's
yes.
one of my favorite groups.
Yes, I
and
love
we gonna,
them.
I love them. George Clinton
yes.
and the Parliament Funkadelics was already telling us what was going on when they was doing the Bermuda Triangle. Remember all the good songs they had? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Star Child.
Yes.
We're Star Child here. And see,
yes.
we're going to have a good time tonight. So I'm looking forward to it. So how you been doing? How was your day? Been good?
Well, let's say, you know, weather. But
yeah.
I'm
got
well.
Cold weather up there. Yeah. Yeah, cold weather
yeah.
up there. Up north, cold weather. Yes. Well, we kind of sunny
yeah.
down here. So fortunately, we have a beautiful day. So.
Well,
and
that's
I noticed we still got electricity. The grid has not done what they had told us it may do, so we got one more day to see what happens, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me say,
so.
let me just say what we read earlier, me and you were talking about that and the thing that happened in London. We have one of our London friends, she had told us that it did not take place, so we're just keeping our eyes open, everybody who's listening. You know, we're not telling everybody it's going to shut off, but we're telling them that we didn't say this. Janet Napolitano said this, who's over the Homeland Security. And so we only can just go by what she's telling us and keep our eyes open. But as for tonight,
she didn't say that it was definitely going to happen, when it was going to happen. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
she didn't
say
if.
Right,
she said when.
She said when, and that's the only thing we're on. We're going to have to be on that type of system of hanging by a rope just to see when they're going to make this move. But right now, we're telling people is we're going to change it into another atmosphere tonight. We're going to make sure that your minds be freed. She said one nation under the groove, and we're going to make sure all the people are under the groove. And so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to do a little fun because Antoinette said she never heard of, and she didn't know a lot about astrotheology, and I have a lot of information tonight on that. And then we have for those of you who are trying to get yourself, your mind back, you got the holidays coming up, we have something called Kemetic Yoga. And I have another guest, and who's going to come on, and as soon as I hope his line is there, he's going to talk tonight.
What's his area code?
Huh?
His area
code should be 954.
Okay, I have a 954. They don't have their hand up, but I do have a 954.
Okay. Yeah, a 954.
Okay.
He should have pressed 1. If you listen to 954, Brother Watt, if you're listening up there at 954, make sure you press 1 so we can put you in there so you can have your segment and explain. And what we're going to do is I'm going to just hopefully we get in a minute if you get to that. We're going to talk about some of the stress that we go through and hearing all these things and explaining all this stuff to people. You got to free your mind. You have to de-stress yourself. And we know yoga is a universal meditation. But many people don't know where the yoga actually came from. We got different misconceptions, but we're going to try to free your mind tonight on the real one. And one thing I can say is that the ancients never left us lost. They always, if we couldn't understand it in words, they at least put it in picture form for us. That's how wonderful the ancient was to us. They left us in stone, pictures that we can actually see and take from those pictures and say, wait a minute, I can physically see these people who's doing this, and it looks wonderful that they were able to accomplish these feats. Now, one of the feats was healing your body, healing your mind, and the word yoga has a lot of context to it. So I'm not going to be one who say I know it all about this because I don't. But I have a brother on here who is highly qualified.
Yes, and they had their hand up now.
Okay, highly qualified.
You had some
background
noise.
Okay,
you had some background noise.
Okay, let me turn my phone
down. You have
a
television or something? Okay.
You hear it now?
A little bit.
How you feel? You hear it now? I have nothing on.
Nope. not now. Okay,
good,
and
good.
954.
Okay. What? Yeah, 954. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring him on, and we're going to talk about the body being healed from a part of the world that many people do not know about. So, Brother Watson, are you on there?
Hotep.
Hotep, my brother. How you feel?
Hello, Brother Watson.
Hotep, Hotep, sis. How you doing? I'm doing well. Give thanks for life.
Thank you.
Good.
We got Sister Antoinette Sister Antoinette on the phone. She's with us here. And I told her I had a wonderful brother who is going to explain to us tonight how we can get our minds and bodies in tune back to the earth, back to our celestial ancestors, or our celestial, what most people call the celestial beings, or whatever how we want to call it. But I've seen your works. I know what you can do. I believe me, brother, you are highly recommended by me on knowledge level. Tell me, what is Kemetic Yoga?
All right. I appreciate the words of, empowerment and, speaking well of me. You know, I truly appreciate it. But just to get right to it, Kemetic Yoga is a system of yoga, obviously coming out of Northeast Africa from the Nile Valley civilization. There are two systems of Kemetic Yoga I was trained in, but basically Kemetic Yoga is an ancient form or an ancient science and art of self-healing. So what we do is we take movements, poses, and postures that activate the body's natural healing ability so that it can bring about health and well-being. It's not only for the physical body, but for the non-physical body as well. So this particular system of yoga isn't based on any Hindu philosophies or teachings. It's based strictly on the philosophies and teachings that came out of the Nile Valley civilization. Many of the movements and poses that we engage can be found carved into stone as well as painted on the walls of the Nile Valley civilization. So this is not something that we've just made up. There's, again, evidence carved in stone of the ancientcy and the authenticity of this particular system of healing known as Kemetic Yoga. Go ahead.
Just to break that. So what we're saying to the audiences here is that this system has been laid out for over how many thousands of years, you might say.
Oh man, we can go back easily to, according to Dr. Ashby, like the Sphinx pose, what we call the Haru Maket, that pose can go back easily. Maybe some people date the Sphinx back to over 10,000 years. And that's just being conservative, So it goes back pretty far. I have some of Dr. Ashby's books here, which can, give us exact dates in comparison to when other movements and poses of yoga came about from India, just to show the timeline as to, how old and how ancient Kemetic Yoga truly is.
Now, when you say poses, explain to us poses, because we all seen similarities of yoga on TV and so forth, but these particular poses, I heard you name one. Explain to me what these poses do and how it will project better mind, body, and soul to us.
Well, for example, in the system created by Dr. Martha Ashby, called the Tef Neteru, Tef meaning movement, and Neteru referring to the divine within, or the forces of nature that are locked within all of us that need to be enhanced and cultivated through these various movements. The signature posture for that particular system is called the pose of Ma'at. Now, the physical benefits of the pose of Ma'at, when you engage this pose, you'll obviously feel it. It opens up the knee joints. It works the hip joints. It releases tightness in the thigh muscles and the quadricep muscles. It helps to stabilize the muscles in the back, brings alignment to the spinal column, helps to open up the shoulders, the neck. So that those are some of the physical benefits. Now, in terms of the mental posture, when I teach, me personally, I teach movements, poses, and postures. So most people figure, or pose is the same thing as a posture. But the way I learned it, the posture is the mental aspect. What is the mental lesson that comes with the pose of Ma'at? What is the mental state or mental position or spiritual position you should be in or you should be trying to cultivate when you're in the pose of Ma'at? And we know that Ma'at represents truth, order, justice, uprightness, balance, and equality. So as we engage the pose of Ma'at and we are getting those physical benefits for our bodies, the meditation and the non-physical benefits are that we are cultivating within ourselves these principles that Ma'at represents, balance, order, truth, justice, uprightness, and so on.
So basically, when we meditate, those are the things that we're meditating, is truth, justice, and those type of principles. When you say to Ma'at, is that the intentions for the body to absorb that type of energy that we are, I guess, bring it out and receiving and something like that?
Exactly. Well, what you want to do is you want to tap into that energy, to the divine within, to the Ma'at within yourself. You want to activate that energy, and then you want to demonstrate and express that energy or that quality, those characteristics, those skills in your everyday life. So what makes Kemetic Yoga beautiful and applicable to your everyday life is these principles of Ma'at. You can cultivate and nurture these principles to use them as a part of your everyday being in order to make your life more wholesome, more beneficial, in order to, again, activate and the divine within yourself. Most people think of yoga as being a contortionist exercise where you twist and tie yourself into knots that seem painful and difficult to get into and out of. It has nothing to do with that. It's about activating the energy and the healing qualities and aspects of the body through movement, meditation, and breathing.
So basically, okay, now, that sounds like to me, because I know you're knowledgeable, I'm going to bring these things up once you hit on them. Like, there's a chakra, many people who are out there listening, there's a chakra system within us that some of us need to learn to tap into. For the most practical person, and for those of us who maybe not, make it simple. For a person coming home from working, if he's tense from working and he has stress, or people, women who have kids, and what would be the simplest thing for them to free themselves with a position, or explain the position, or explain the philosophy of how they can breathe and so forth, to just bring their blood pressure down?
Okay. The thing with yoga, it's not, well, again, the way I was taught and the way I teach, I don't do cookie-cutter yoga. I mean, I don't just say, here, do this. This is going to help you. I have to see what's stressing that individual, how they live, how do they function, in order to come up with a sequence or series of movements or breathing or meditation that's going to help them. But for the average person coming home from the plantation, you know, you're coming off the plantation, your body's tired, you're stressed out, the easiest thing for you to do is a regenerative, relaxing, rejuvenative exercise, meaning simply all you're going to do is find a quiet place for about 15 minutes, if that's all you can spare, if you have a family at home you need to tend to, either before you deal with your family or before you go to bed. For 15 minutes, just lay completely flat on your back, you know, with your feet shoulders width apart, your arms relaxed, your body relaxed, and all you're going to do is focus all your mind's energy and attention on breathing. Pay attention to when you inhale. Feel how cool the inhale feels, how warm it feels when you exhale. Feel how your lungs expand, your abdomen expands as you breathe in, and how it relaxes as you breathe out. And just focus on breathing, and then you begin to scan your body. Start from your head and work your way down to your feet. This way you focus your attention on releasing stress and tension in the body. Now, how does this help to, let's say, lower your blood pressure and relieve stress coming home from work? It's been proven, and we've seen it over and over again, that when people are anxious, they suffer from anxiety or high blood pressure. You know, the first thing that the doctor or someone tells them to do is take a deep breath. Because what that does, it immediately activates the a part of the nervous system, which helps to calm the body, lower the amount of cortisol that's in the blood, which helps to create stress in the body. So that breathing exercise, laying flat on the back, helps to release, lower the amount of cortisol in the body, stabilize blood pressure. The blood pressure is stabilized and the heart rate is normalized, because when you're laying flat on your back as opposed to standing up, there's less work for the heart to do. When you're standing up, the heart has to pump harder in order to bring the blood up from the lower extremities up back into the lungs and into the heart. As opposed to when you're laying on your back, it can work more efficiently to accomplish this. So this is one way to easily calm and relax the body. And that that particular pose in Kemetic Yoga is the beginning and the ending pose in this system called Ur Khepra, the time before creation, and the Nahas, which is the Great Awakening.
Now, I'm loving the names of these things. Now, before we get even more deeper, let me just ask, Kemet, for those who don't know, Kemet is Egypt. We call it Kemet. Egypt has a bad connotation from our Bibles. It made Egypt seem wicked. But from your research, including mine, we see so many positives from what we have found in the Nile Valley region, which goes from upper Mediterranean all the way down to the Sudan. So we're not just talking about that little section that many people have been focusing on. We're talking about all the way down. The people seem to be so healthy. Is this because we had known thyself, we knew our bodies, we knew what these bodies can do? Explain to me how that concept of mayat, meaning know thyself, well, how does that affect with the body?
Part of knowing, a lot of people, especially in this time, they think knowing yourself is reading a million books, right? You can read books. All you're doing is basically gathering information. Unless you know how to apply and put that information to use on a practical level, or unless you're able to share that information with people to help them free themselves or liberate themselves from whatever is trapping them, then it's basically useless information, right? So knowing yourself, you have to experience yourself. You only know things through experience. That's how you truly know something, is when you have that experience, because no one can take that from you. Kemetic Yoga, or what some call Sima Tawi, Sima meaning union, Tawi meaning the two lands, because the word yoga means to unite. So Sima Tawi, which is one of the terms some Kemetic yogis use to describe the word yoga. One of my fellow yogis, he's probably listening right now, he doesn't even use the term yoga. He only uses the term Sima Tawi, right? Now, what they've done in terms of the people being so healthy and strong in this particular region of the world is they engaged themselves not only on a physical level but a spiritual level. They experienced themselves, right? When you're engaging in the various movements, poses, and postures and breathing techniques of Kemetic Yoga, you're experiencing your body. You're getting to know your body. You know what your physical abilities, your physical potentials. You get to find out which part of your body is stronger than the other, which part is more flexible, which part needs a bit more work. And as you work one part of the body, which is the beauty of yoga, you affect the entire body. So these people knew themselves on a different level because they didn't just sit around imagining things. They experienced themselves and they experienced the environment they lived in. So because they were in harmony with the environment they lived in, and they had that experience through Kemetic Yoga and other systems that the ancient Nile Valley civilization had, they were able to maintain optimum health, not just physically but mentally and spiritually, which is why they were able to accomplish the great things they were able to. And this was part of the training for the priest and the pharaonic class as well, the comedic yoga, according to the teachings of Dr. Ashby.
Now, I noticed you used, we're going to jump it up again, he said
mm-hmm.
craft. Now, I want people to realize there's lots of crafts out there. And I noticed from this brother, because me and him are our brothers, there's different positions that are done into what we call the secret societies that have, they have copied these images on the walls in Kemet.
Right.
Some of these postures are even used in ceremonial traditions where we don't even know sometimes what we're doing, but yet we're doing it because these were the symbols of Kemet. Explain how some of the symbols that is in yoga that are being copied today in regular societies and religions.
Okay. Well, as you know, Brother Drybone, I went through the European Freemasonic Lodge. I went up to the Royal Lodge degree and left it at that. Just going to leave it at that. But before I got into it, I took the time to went and get trained in comedic yoga, the Tepneseru-Nateru system, by one of my teachers, Anka Ku, who's the founder of Natural Brilliance for Life, Black Genius Yoga. And many of the movements and poses that I was learning and a lot of the teachings and philosophies that I gained from this experience and this teaching, as I was going through the various degrees and initiations, some of the movements and the rituals they were doing were so apparent to me, was so blatant that this is something that they copied from the ancient commission. You know, some of the signs and symbols and some of the degrees, I'm like, this is a yoga posture for me. And they were like, really? I'm like, yeah, this is a comedic yoga posture. And, you know, one of the connections that I made that I shared with you, what Netta Ankh would call an uncommon connection, black genius, is in Freemasonry, they talk about the starry-decked canopy, right?
That's right.
The starry-decked canopy, when you look at, there's a posture in Kemetic Yoga, two postures, one called Nut, one called Geb. But when you observe Nut, Nut is a black woman who's arched over Geb, the earth, like a deck, and her body's filled with stars. So to me, that's the connection, that the starry-decked canopy is referring to this black woman who was seen as a heavenly being in ancient times, that the sun itself traveled across her back. She gave birth to the light of the world. When you look at the glyphs that are on the walls, you'll see that it's apparent that, you know, this is where they got a lot of their rituals and their signs and their symbols from. Even in the Royal Arch degree, there's a sign that they do in the Royal Arch degree that we do in comedic yoga that we call Dua, which means adoration. And it's as plain as day. So comedic yoga has given me the insight into these so-called mystery systems, you know, which they really aren't a mystery because all they're doing is telling a story about you in code, you know. So comedic yoga can really help to open up your mental, open up your spiritual as well as your physical so that you can receive, so you can be more perceptive, you can be more focused. And these are some of the skills you learn, like my other teacher, Yasir Rahotep, teaches, you know. A lot of these skills are yogic skills, focus, perception, concentration, and these were the things that helped me to recognize these connections between the mystery systems and the comedic yoga.
It's funny because I noticed that where you're centralizing where this concept came from.
Right.
How did it spread east? Because in some formats, the average person does not imagine Kemet, ancient Egypt, as the origin of the ancient art of yoga. And so what happens is they do not focus on that. They were able to focus maybe over going to the further east into India. That concept of that, would it be smart to say that it's flourished because most of manhood, most of mother creation came out of Africa, so that also had to be expounded to the rest of the world? Would that be a right way of saying it?
Yeah, again, thank goodness for, you know, brothers like Yasira Hotep, you know, one of my teachers who's done research and has been lecturing on the origin of the African origin of yoga since the 1970s, as well as Dr. Marta Ashby, who's written many books on the origin of yoga from Africa, Kemet in specific, and they give you timelines and dates and, you know, when this posture came around in Kemet as opposed to this posture, this particular style in India. Not to take anything away from the Hindu brothers, but when you do the research, you'll find out that as the invaders started coming in, a lot of the people in the Nile Valley area from the Mediterranean all the way down into Uganda, which is where the White Nile comes from, because we have three Nile rivers. Most people just think of the Nile proper, but we have the Blue Nile out of Ethiopia, and we have the White Nile out of Uganda, which merge at the Fourth Cataract in Sudan, you know, to make the Red Nile, right? So this knowledge spread to the east and to the west and to the north, but apparently took hold in the east in what we know today as India, because these people were the same people as they traveled throughout the world spreading civilization. See, that was the difference between our ancient ancestors. They didn't spread throughout the world bringing just war and destruction. They came with culture and civilization to help people grow and advance. And again, Herodotus himself said that there were two Ethiopians, Ethiopia proper, the African continent, which was known as West Ethiopia, and India, which was known as Eastern Ethiopia, because the people were exactly the same in appearance. So the reason why you have this system in India as well as in Ethiopia is because the knowledge flowed from the continent, African continent, across the Arabian Peninsula into what we know as India today, right?
The
information went along with it, and of course because of geographic location and culture and time and all of that, things were adjusted and changed, and they were, you know, things were made more, it was designed to suit or fit the culture and the people that of that area.
That's one. Now, before we get further, we're going to take it up to another level. We're going to go into the stars tonight. Antoinette, are you with me there? Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you learning something?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm glad, because we're going to get a little bit deeper. You got any people on the line, or we got lines up before I go into more information, or how the lines look?
Yes, we do have lines. We have callers now. We have one that's been on for a half an hour. But
okay, let's open up one of the calls. I'm sorry. You got to
okay.
Let me know. I don't want them waiting that long. Let me know when they
okay.
can get people, so we want to get the dial. That's one who has a question for the brother here, and then we're going to keep it moving. We're going to have a good time tonight, because we got to go to the stars. We ain't got to the stars yet. Go ahead.
Okay, 404, do you have a question and or comment?
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Hello,
Wonderful.
Brother.
Well.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. Learning. Y'all teaching. Got a good show tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got, go ahead. You got a question for the brother, because he's ready.
Yeah. My question is, there a website or something I can look at these poses and look at what's happening?
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Ashby, he has, if you Google Egyptian yoga, you'll find Dr. Ashby's website. And if you Google yoga skills, SKILLS, you'll find Yasira Hotep. He's out of Chicago. These two brothers are pillars in the comedic yoga world. Between the two of them, they have over 50 years experience in not only teaching and lecturing and taking people to Kemet to show them the proof carved in stone, but as also practicing yoga as well.
Okay, that's it. All right, that's what I had right now, man. One more question. Antoinette, you got that smart meat off your house?
No, not yet, Wesley. I'm going to work on it.
Brother West, I love you, man. But you're right. Keep on, people. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be hard, man. But you're right. They got to take that off their house. They is definitely, we have definitely got to work on that. But stay online. Hold on. One thing.
Another call.
Tell them how they can contact. How they can contact you. Yeah, we're going to take them a call. Tell people how they can contact you, too.
Okay, if you want to reach me for any questions or classes or what have you, you can reach me at, if you have your pen ready, posture9, P-O-S-T-U-R-E, the number 9, at gmail.com. That's posture9 at gmail.com. Or you can look for me on Facebook. You can look for Posture Yourself Comedic Yoga on Facebook. Or you can look for Nafa Ankh, N-A-F-A-A-N-K-H, Asar, A-U-S-A-R.
And he will explain those names for you. Go ahead, Antoinette, take another call.
Okay, give me one second. All righty. We have area code 313. Hello, area code 313. Do you have
What's
a question
that?
And or comment? Hello. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show.
Hello?
Oh, they're still on here. Yeah, they're on. Area code 313, you have a question or comment?
I'm just listening. I'm sorry. I was away from the phone. How is everybody tonight?
Well, thank you.
You enjoying the show?
Yes, I am. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing.
Good.
Exactly.
Do you have a question? You have any questions? No, no. You just want to continue listening.
I'll continue to listen right now.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. You got another caller? Get another caller, please.
Oh, we're good now.
Oh, we're good. Okay. We'll wait for somebody else to come on.
We're
now we're gonna go. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Brother Watson, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Now, what we want to do now is talk a little bit about this comedic yoga and how it has been really concealed for most people on a lot of levels that that has kept these postures away from people so they won't see them being done. Because they have kept them concealed in these secret societies and so forth like that. And when you first learned these things, how did it surprise you to find out that this was on the wall of Kemet? I mean, how did you feel when you first found that out, when you were seeing that they were being reproduced in other areas that was not being told?
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear
yes.
you.
Okay. Well, at first I felt empowered. I felt empowered because I was like, look at this. This, no one can dispute this because here we have it carved in stone. You know, going back to, like I said, you know, 10,000 B.C., 3,000, 1,500 B.C., we have the dates. So we have it carved in stone. So I felt empowered, even though they were hijacking a lot of, you know, our culture, our science, our history. You know, I felt empowered to know that, you know, these brothers, Yasirah Hotep, Dr. Ashby, did the work in order to secure this knowledge and to resurrect this ancient craft, this ancient technology, you know, that our ancestors have to bring it forward to us. And, you know, even though they may be hiding it, it's our responsibility to bring it forth to the world and to our people. And that's
right.
What really brought me to the yoga, because my first yoga teacher, Anka Kuh, you know, when I first went to his yoga classes, because I was having a sciatic nerve problem. And I would go to the chiropractor, I'd get temporary relief, but I needed to be in control of my own health and well-being. So, You know, when I took that first yoga class, I immediately felt connected because I couldn't stop going. I kept going. I kept showing up every Sunday like a repeat offender, you know, until I was trained by him to now teach the class. And, you know, that cultural connection for me is key, is essential, that cultural connection. And I think this is why so many of us shy away from certain health modalities and exercises, because we don't see how we're connected to it. We don't see how it has anything to do with us culturally. And this is this is why Kemetic Yoga is important for us as a people, because we can trace through history, through science, not through hearsay, through documented research, how we are connected to it culturally and through the spirit, through the DNA, through the ancestors. It's not just something we're grasping at straws, because we've seen paintings of the ancient Kemetians. We know what color they are, you know, so we know that those are our foreparents. So, again, I felt empowered.
And that makes a lot of sense. You know, what makes it so interesting is that a lot of people don't realize that ancient Kemet, color wasn't even a distinction, because at that time, the way the earth was situated, the pigmentation had to be that in order to absorb the high suns of the ray of sun, which would be Ra. So we get ready to go higher again. So the sun in ancient Kemet was called Ra. And so
it's not
surprising to me, because if you notice tourism, people do not know this, but most of the people who visit Europe is out of the European countries or called the Western world, of Europe and Russia and so forth. They have a high turnout in visiting these ancient relics that have been magnificently kept. I had the pleasure of seeing them myself, and it's magnificently. When I say magnificently, these things are well preserved, and we're talking well into thousands and thousands of years. My question is isn't it strange that we don't have the love of Egypt like the rest of the world does, that they will protect the pyramids and all the museums? Germany has the highest of antiquities of Egypt. Europe, England's next. France is third. Don't we find it strange that they consider it to be so profound and we don't? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I find it strange, but and you find it strange, but apparently some of us really don't care, because of how African culture has been demonized throughout history. You know, so that's part of the problem. Our culture, our history, our science, our spirituality, our languages, everything about us has been demonized and degraded throughout history by others in order to hide the truth about who and what we are. And on top of that, you know, one of my brothers read something to me earlier, Brother Achiana, that, you know, if the slave feeds on the slave master's breast long enough, he'll become just like the slave master, you know. And so we've grown to hate ourselves so much that when we hear anything positive or uplifting about ourselves, we don't really care. And other people, when they hear it, they're excited, because guess what? That's going to give them a more of an insight into who and what we are, and that will allow them to control and manipulate us even better.
And that's true, because anybody who doubts this, go online and look up tourism of Egypt, or the amount of archaeology digs. Go to the History Channel and look at the most watched of all shows are the Egyptian shows, and it's a $1 trillion industry of tourism. They know something that we don't, and I'm finding out that in some of the poses, and me and you talked about this before, they're dealing with astronomy as well. They're in the star system with some of these poses. They're posing into certain configurations, which is not that deep. It's not that hard. Just the fact that they are looking at certain aspects of what we call, in some cases, as above, so below. Tell me how that Kemetic Yoga deals with the astrological aspects of life.
Again, in some of, like, okay, perfect example, the posture or the movement we call Ujjayi, meaning greeting Ra, greeting the sun. The sun is the celestial body. So when we're dealing with astral or astral, we're dealing with celestial bodies. So when we see the glyphs or the images with that sun disk on the head, right?
Yes.
When we see that sun disk on the head, you were talking about chakras earlier. In the Hindu system, the highest form of knowledge is when you see the lotus flower unfolding, or the lotus flower represents the crown chakra, right? In Kemet, you see it's the sun disk that's on top of the head. That sun disk is representing higher knowledge. That means that you've tapped into astral or cosmic knowledge. So that's how the Kemetic Yogi can open up the channels in your body, remove blockages, open up the mind through the breathing and through the movements so that you can receive and be open to new, empowering, enhancing information. So this is how the Kemetic Yoga can get us aligned with the cosmic knowledge. Because as we move through each movement, pose, and posture, all these, we have to realize that everything is astral, everything is celestial. You know, even though we're here on the planet Earth, the Earth is not in a box separated from the rest of the celestial bodies. The Earth itself is a celestial body. So we ourselves are already in an astral environment. We're out there in the middle of the middle of creation of the universe with the sun, the moon, the stars, the pyramid, everything else, the asteroids, everything else. So if we were to be on another planet, just for argument's sake, and we looked out into space and we saw the Earth, we'd see another ball of light and we'd say, oh, there goes another celestial body. So we have So we have to be aware that we are already in the astral plane. We are already celestial beings. What we need to do is fine-tune, like when you're fine-tuning a radio so you can lock into that frequency so you can be in harmony. What we need to do is fine-tune ourselves, our bodies, our minds, and our spirits so that we can lock into this divine astral knowledge.
Now, in doing so, and Antoinette knows this too, in order to take your mind from being what it could be, the opposite force, let's just say for the sake of argument, food, different chemicals in our bodies can deactivate our real soul consciousness that we can really, and this is known by all, I want people to know that the Vatican, all your cardinals are astronomers. Every single one, every cardinal is, has a knowledge of astronomy. Now I'm gonna give you some information because, of course, Ron Rex Show gives information that can be
yes.
One of the first cults is called the Cult of Saul Invictus. It's the sun god of the ancient Europe. Christians worship the sun and man through the Roman festival of Christmas. Now we're getting close to another holidays that we're all going to be celebrating, we're all going to be getting involved with, and not knowing its origin is based upon what this brother said was the son of Ra. And based upon what we've been knowing, the Roman worship and praise of Saul. Now, many people know the word Saul in Latin is son. This is well documented. So those of you who are listening, who, yeah, and this particular, when he mentioned earlier, so those of you who are listening, he says most of your pictures of the Renaissance have all their saints with a sun disk behind them. That needs to be explained for those of you who are going to be sitting in church on these days who have beautiful cathedrals and beautiful stained glass mirror windows, and you see Jesus with a sun disk behind his head and all the apostles. It's called the Cult of Saul Invictus. You need to ask your preacher, since he knows it all, why does he have that on his head? And if he can't answer that it's the Cult of Saul and Vickers, you might need to reevaluate him as being your teacher. Because
right.
This is the origin. This is the origin. I'm going to say it again. And it came during the Punic War period of 218 to 202 B.C. So I don't see how anybody can sit there and say that they know what's going on that day called the 25th. Now, this brother just explained to me the name of Ra. give the people a little knowledge of how Ra has evolved into what it is today, but the origin that you know it to be, how it was taken out of Kemet. How was that done, that it's the way it is now?
Well, like you said, the soul, the you know, with the S-O-L, the soul, it represents the sun. You know, European Egyptology, the way I learned Kemetic yoga, most of my knowledge of Kemet comes strictly from a yogic perspective. The way that the European Egyptologists seem to have taken it is that the ancient Kemetians were actually worshiping the sun, which isn't correct. That's not correct. What they did, what they were doing was they had reverence for the force and the energy and the power that the sun provided. Right? They were aware that without the sun, they would be living in darkness. They would be cold. They wouldn't be able to grow food. So they were aware of the power and the strength and the purpose of the sun. So they were just acknowledging that. When others came in, they thought they were bowing down and worshiping the sun, as they thought that the ancient Kemites had multiple gods. They did not. They just acknowledged the various attributes and aspects of the divine. Just like in Christianity, they say God has 72 names. In Islam, they say Allah has the 99 attributes. In Kemet, you had the Neteru, which were the various forces of nature. And in a lot of the forces of nature, they joined them with Ra, like Amun-Ra, Atum-Ra, in order to show the harmony and the connection between these various forces of nature. And like we were saying before, with the sun disk representing higher knowledge and cosmic knowledge, this is where, as you were saying, they get the concept of the halo from behind Jesus' head and behind the saint's head. They're copying that concept, or they're trying to project that he has gained this higher cosmic astral knowledge.
Right. And so, and saying this, because, of course, I'm letting you get it out because I want to take until we're going to meet Star Child tonight. Antoinette, that Funkadelic Parliament, you going to take me to a new level. You don't know how I love that song. Let's just say this.
Well, good. I'm glad it's helping because I'm learning. I'm learning too, y'all, now, right along with y'all. I'm learning with the rest of y'all.
All right. Now, the song, let's be honest, everybody. What he said earlier, that the sun has power over our season, which would be sun, summer, winter, fall, and spring. Now, we have to ask ourselves these questions. If the ancients knew this secret knowledge, as well as the Kemetic yoga, how the body, because, you know, if you look at some of these pictures of the ancient world, all the men and women are in excellent shape. You don't even see fat people. I mean, I'm not against fat people. I'm just showing you that they don't even show that. And so, obviously, it's a thing going on with the body that had to be in cohesiveness with the universe. I'm going to just say this. The image of the sun in some of these paintings that we watch is as driving a horse-drawn carriage. The chariot is commonly seen in many of the Indo-European people. Now, I'm putting into science here. If you look at any dictionary, open it up to the beginning, you will see the language comes out of first Indo-European, and Europeans admit getting it out of the Indian. Help me out there, Brother Watson. The Sanskrit, I'm mistaken, isn't it called Sanskrit?
Okay, yeah, the Kushite.
So basically,
the same Kushite people.
So we can see this migration, as he spoke earlier, of it coming out of this area. Now, for those of you who want to deal with America, the Mississippi would be considered our Nile Valley because all arteries go to the Mississippi. So just think of that on the continent of Africa, as we're going to make it plain, everybody. This continent of Africa, we're not going to go all deep into what it real could be named. All the arteries and all your tributaries and all the best soil was there. That means the best food was there. There was no GMOs there. There was nobody genetically modifying food there. This was pure, natural, produced by the earth. So we're talking about this is the reason why the people was able to manifest such a high nature of mind, body, and soul, because of what they was not denied. They were denied what we deny today in corporate America. The corporation has given us synthetic food and so forth. So our powers had to be even heightened for us to reach this potential because of the fact of what the powers are doing. But I want y'all to know a little bit of something before we go further. And I'm going to say this. The Christian worship of the sun in Egypt and the Christian worship of the sun in Rome was against Isidore of Alexandria and the Pope Leo the Great. They protested. Protested is the word called Protestant. So understand that this was a battle of what was believed to be the original religion, which was not a religion, it was really the spirituality of Kemet, that they was battling to see how they was going to use. And if you look it up, it's in the 6th century. I suggest that you look this up. We just don't throw things out. We give actual dates. So it's called Pope Leo the Great and Isidore of Alexandria, where you would see the worship of the sun was debated of Egypt. They wanted to figure out how they was going to present it to their constituents in the area that they was living. So this let you know. And this let you know that if you think the sun is not important, the actual wording of the Bible is called Helios Biblos. Am I correct, Brother Watson? Is that correct? Helios Biblos?
Yep. Yeah, that's one of the old terms, yep.
And that's called Book of the Sun. Book of the Sun. And so we're going to turn this up even higher because being that it's called the Book of the Sun, Brother Watson, tell them what surrounds the sun and its 12 things. Let them know why the sun is surrounded by 12 people.
Oh, those represent the various, what they call the constellations or the houses that the sun travels through. Now, but what amazes me about these houses is each one of these houses takes about 20-something thousand years for the sun to travel through that house completely, right,
mm-hmm.
before it moves into the new one. And for our ancestors to sit down and map these 12 houses means that they had to be keeping a record for tens, if not hundreds of thousands of years in order for
That's
them
right.
to come to this conclusion. This is how they were able to tell time, map the seasons, and tell what time of year it was. They knew when the Nile was going to flood because they'd go outside and they'd see the star Sirius rising just before the sun early in the morning. And the Ethiopian calendar is still based on the Sirius, this rising of Sirius. That's why the Ethiopian New Year is September 11th because it's based on the Hellenic rising of Sirius in the east. And if you are so fortunate next year about that time around September, beginning of October, September around that time, if you go outside early enough in the morning, just before the sun rises, you'll see that bright star in the east rising just before the sun. And that's how our ancestors were able to map or calculate time was by observing the movements of the sun. But these 12 pictures, these 12 people actually represent the constellations. And these constellations are the various houses that our sun moves through time.
And
so it's like a giant clock, like a giant sundial.
Yeah. That's right. It's a clock. Now, let's get this a little more so everybody can get on the same tune as who are listening. There's 12 of these houses. And I noticed that 12 is used a lot in the Bible and so forth. But before I go into that part, I find that what you just said that it's important to understand that these things are not just talked about. They are actually carved in stone
yes.
to this day.
Right. If you go into the
12 houses.
Right. They call it the Dendera. The Dendera. If you
Dendera.
Go into it.
Y'all look this up. This is in stone, so no one can say, oh, we just running our mouths. This is in stone. So many of us do not realize. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, brother.
But keep in mind.
Excuse me, we have two callers.
Okay, y'all want to call? Okay, keep in mind, after you finish this, Antoinette, we'll take the next caller. Keep in mind
that the imagery that you're going to see in the Dendera from Kemet is not what you're going to see in a Greco-Roman zodiac. You're not going to see, you know, the same imagery. So we have to keep that in mind, especially if you're into the horoscope. Horoscope is really... Horus is what they call the Heru. So when they say horoscope, they're actually telling you the scope or the vision of Heru, because Heru was the falcon that soared high above the earth with the sun. So his scope or his vision was far-seeing.
There
so he
go.
Could look far in, far ahead. So when they say horoscope, they're actually talking about the sight of Heru.
There you go. Go ahead, Antoinette. Pick up the next one. We'll keep going. We'll
okay. Erico 561, you have a question and or comment?
I was just wondering, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, Miss Elvira.
Hi, dear. He sounds like the guy that I used to listen to on Talk Show. And I was just wondering if this is the same guy used to have the Talk Show show.
No, it's not.
The gentleman that's talking.
No, that's not me, sis.
Not you, the other one.
No, it's
Brother
not me.
Brother
no, Drybones? No. I have a website.
Oh, that's
that
Brother
Drybones?
Oh, okay.
That's Drybones, yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah, I have a website, www.drybonesconnection.com.
Okay,
thank
you for listening. Yes, I'm really enjoying it. Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what we want to hear.
Lovely. Okay, thank you for listening.
Okay, and we have another caller, 313.
Yes, I wanted to ask a question to the brother that was speaking about the 12. Did you refer to them as houses around the sun?
Constellation. Yeah, constellations, some call them houses, but they can be called constellations, which is just a grouping of celestial bodies or stars.
And did you say that the movement through the house or houses took 26,000 years?
For each one, yes, each one.
For each one. So at present, if we were to look right now where we are, we are now have moved into the Aquarian age.
Or we're moving there, right? We're in the transition period.
We're in the transition. We're moving through the Milky Way. Is that correct?
The Milky Way is our galaxy. So we're coming to the end of what's called the Piscean age and moving into the Aquarian age.
Yes.
And the Aquarian is the one, obviously, where you see the brother pouring out the water, which represents a pouring out of information, a pouring out of knowledge. He's sharing. He's coming to quench the thirst of those of us that are thirsting for knowledge.
And this is very feminine energy because intuitiveness, the awareness.
Absolutely.
This is what we're in right now, or we're moving into.
You hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head because Kemetic Yoga, a lot of brothers, they're afraid of that word or that term, feminine energy, not knowing that feminine energy is the creative force. It's the most powerful energy. It is because it's the female that helps to maintain, sustain, protect, and regenerate and produce the life. So we know the feminine energy is very powerful. So, the brothers need to cultivate and enhance that aspect of themselves, but a lot of us are afraid to.
Well, brother, I appreciate you saying what you just said because I'm seeing it in the dynamics from day to day between male and female, this resistance of being quiet or silent to receive information that would help us make our steps more exact. Our brothers are not able to, I don't want to say that they're not able, what am I saying? Their consciousness that they have is not allowing them to take this new step. I don't know if mm-hmm. I'm being clear.
You're doing a good job.
Yes. You got it back.
And I think
they are afraid to do this.
They're afraid of it.
No, yes. You got it backwards.
I'm sorry.
Well, from my perspective, I think you are. Well, I don't know where you're calling it from, but well, from my perspective, I think it's backwards. Because the brothers are trying to protect your women, and the women have been, they frequently have been jammed by this artificial electronic magnetic pollution that they invaded, technically invaded in the women's consciousness until the women are one of the more confused, I think, than the men, because then therefore they're confusing the man. Okay?
Well, I'm not trying to making anybody more heavier than the other, because we're all exposed to the same vibrations and energies mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. consciousness, and I have male energy within me and I'm feminine, and
that's right.
You are masculine, and you have feminine within you, and so we all have a challenge.
Yes, ma'am, and you cut me off in the middle of my sentence before I can finish what my sentence was.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hold on, before we get to that, because you can get in a minute, but let her finish, because basically she was the next call.
I had let her finish, and then I was talking.
I'm gonna let you come back after that because it is an energy, it is a attack, assault on a woman. I understand, because she is the most powerful being. But go ahead to finish of that, and then we're gonna go and have him do a rebuttal.
I think I have said everything I wanted to say, but if you could elaborate or make some clarity to what I'm trying to say, I appreciate it.
Okay, and what I am going to say is, and then we're going to let, who's on the line after that? Brother, what's your name, brother?
We have Wesley.
Brother Wesley.
And Sister Ottawa.
A true state. Brother Wesley is coming from a perspective that these scalar waves, in order to break the transmission of our spiritual connection, they have devised these tools of keeping our minds jammed, which is definitely being done through this so-called scalar waves, harp, and these different electronic things to keep us from that connection. That's why the comedic yoga was being put, because we got to break a barrier, and the ancients gave us something. But what he's saying is, even when a brother, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Wesley, because I want to give you words I'm not saying right, but basically he's saying we're trying to do what we can, but being that you're the most targeted being, far as if you are transmittedly messed up, and that goes along with the concept of the widow son, and those who are into the Masonic world, the widow son would be the woman, because she has no father, and she creates her and the son. You know, she's the only one that we can't figure out. That's why they call it the chicken and the egg, because we don't know who came first, but she was. So this type of power that the powers that be know about, they would attack you first, because you would be the most, you would be the power that they need to stop, so to speak. Am I correct, Brother Wesley? And then we'll keep going.
Yeah, you're correct, man. You're correct. You go ahead and keep going, man.
We have one more caller. Okay. 813, area code 813.
Greetings. How are you doing, Antoinette?
Hello, Sister Agonia.
Hi. Dry Bones,
hello.
Brother West.
Everybody else? Yes. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I don't want to interrupt
Sister
the flow.
Agonia of Mr. Talk Show.
Pardon me?
I said we have Sister Agonia of the Mr. Talk Show.
Oh,
and
thank
we
you.
Have Mr. Talk Show. In the chat room.
I heard Sister Ottawa's in the house, too. So I don't want to stop the flow.
Yes,
Dry Bones was... And y'all roll on. I just came in, so we want to listen. I have a friend here with me that may want to get online and talk too. So
okay. Feel free. That's
yes.
right. That's
and
Mr.
let me
Paul.
Acknowledge
he
the other talk show host that's here. We also have Bible Truth by Benny. and he is another Blog Talk talk show host. So I want to acknowledge him and Mr. Talk.
Mr. Talk is at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, everybody. Mr. Talk is at 3 o'clock p.m.
Yes.
3 o'clock p.m. So if you ain't doing nothing on your way home from work, I suggest you click on that show because you will get your ears blown out with that. Also, okay, we're going to keep going if we got any more people. But, yes, there is a fight against what my brother said again. Brother Bob, you said the feminine power. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, the feminine energy, you know, because it's the most powerful energy, you know, it demonstrates creativeness, it demonstrates protectiveness, nurturing, empowerment, because that's the first teacher, protector that a child knows, and the first provider, you know, it's the mother.
Now don't you find it funny that particular concept, which will be considered for those of you who are the Orient, the East, from these systems. And here we are in the Western system, and the woman has to almost fight as though she was a slave, because anybody know history, she was not too far behind in her rights to vote. She didn't have a right to vote either here. She didn't really be able to get into political office. She was not able to, and I'm dealing with the European woman, just so you can see how the Western system is set up. She didn't have a lot of rights, and so for them to have a system here that's against the woman, but in the old world, which they call, you know, what they call the old world, she's venerated. I mean, all your queens, Queen Elizabeth, Queen Isabella, Queen Victoria, we can go on and on. Does that not, Brother Watson, does that concept come out of Egypt, Kemen as well, by the woman being next to the man, where it comes, does that concept come from there? Is that something that we can agree upon there?
Yeah, that's an African concept of, that's my art right there. That's a perfect demonstration of my art. Justice, truth, order, equality, you know, between male and female. You know, you saw the other email I sent you, you know, black woman head of household, you know, and a black man is there to support her, defend her, protect the family, you know. So that's nothing new to us as African people. You know, we've seen where back in the days when we were younger, the head of our households were always, you know, the grandma, the mom, or some auntie or somebody, you know. But now that we've taken on this new lifestyle, you know, there's no more real head of household in the black family, because like the brother was saying, the black woman is so targeted and bombarded with so much, she's being attacked so often, she doesn't really have time to settle into herself, because she's always trying to take care of her children, take care of her household, you know, support the black man that's in her life and maintain her family. So it becomes hard for her, and then, you know, the brothers get attacked, and then there's no cohesiveness or unity or ma'at within the black family, and we need to bring that back. We need to put the sisters back and acknowledge the sisters for who and what they are as the head of the body, you know. I know a lot of brothers is probably not liking that right now, because they figure, oh, I'm the man, I'm supposed to be the head, you know. Not necessarily.
But
you're there to protect, defend, and support, you know, because in ancient Kemet, when the pharaoh was away and when the men were away, who do you think was there to run things? The queen.
Yeah, that's correct. That's right.
You know, remember, we had priestesses and priests, and you just said something. The widow's son, Manly P. Hall, wrote in one of his books that the widow's son were those individuals who studied and who were trained in the temple of Aset. Because remember, according to the record, she's the oldest widow we know of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of a widow older than Aset. After her husband Asar was killed, she was widowed. So even that concept, we can see where they took that from in Masonry, the widow's son, referring back to the black woman after they killed and destroyed the black man, leaving her a widow. Leaving her a single
mother.
Right. Again, Aset, the first single mother. So we can see, you know, if we pay attention to ourselves, to history, we can see the pattern. I mean, you know, again, reading books is good, but many times what we need to do is stop, sit down, look within. Look within. Don't look outside of yourself. Look within yourself. Take a moment to reflect, to meditate, to call up on these energies that are within you. Ma'at represents balance. Aset represents victory, intuition. Asar, which represents resurrection, stability, being a Jed pillar. Heru, which represents focus, being a savior, being a hero, being a protector. You know, Selket, who helped to regenerate and put the parts of Asar back together. You know, so we have Shu, who represents the breath, the air. We have Geb, who represents the earth. So when we start to look within and reflect on our own culture, our own empowering energies and traditions and life systems, we'll see a change in the black family. And we need to get rid of lifestyles. I'm funny with words. Lifestyles I don't like, because a style is like a shirt, or that style of shirt is in today. Next week, that style of shirt is out. So we need, as black people, we need to adopt life systems that are based on our culture. When we have a system
right.
by which we live, our lives can be more stable as opposed to a style, because the style might last for a week, then next week you live in a different lifestyle. What type of stability does that give to future generations of Africans? None.
And
there's no culture. There's no culture supporting it.
And these
we have another
we
caller.
Have, many of our people. Put them on.
Okay. Area code 407. Okay, area code 407. You have a question or a comment?
You on there? Hello? I guess he wants to listen there.
Okay, well, I'll put you back on hold.
Put it back on hold. The concept that he just said of knowing thyself, if you break down these words, the word self, and the middle of the word self is EL, and some people know EL represents the God in some connotation of God or Lord. We have to find the consciousness that will bring us back to our true self. Many of us have denied our true self because we're trying to be like other people. That's why these reality TV shows, you are being put into somebody else's reality and not yours. You're becoming inundated with false belief systems, like my brother said, of life, special lifestyles, or, you know, whatever end now you're with it and so forth. But it's really not you. And that's why he's coming with this concept tonight. We're going to keep it going with knowing thyself and knowing your body. Stretch it. Many of us who are up in age, and I mean up in age, anybody who's over 40 years old, know you have to stretch these muscles.
Hey,
these muscles are
just
connected. Go ahead, buddy.
Just to say something, it doesn't not necessarily 40 years old. I work with children doing yoga sometimes in the morning, and I worked at after school. I worked at a mental health center with children with drug abuse problems and behavioral problems. But not just people over 40. You'd be surprised to see 11-year-olds who can't touch their toes.
Well, that's true.
And I'm not talking about overweight children. I mean slender, slim children can't touch their toes. They can't do simple stretches because there's no type of activity for them. They go
that's
home.
True.
They sit in front of the TV. They don't do like we did, you know, go outside, climb trees, run up and down. They don't play. And the yoga can help them maintain their flexibility, their strength. It can help tone their muscles. Again, the yoga can help them gain focus and concentration, help them to be more aware and attentive. And this can translate into helping them be more successful in the classroom because their attention grows, their attention span grows, their focus grows, concentration, awareness. So they develop skills through yoga that can be applied in a classroom setting.
And that's agreed, Deepana. And of course, I only was thinking of ourselves, our age group, and up. But being that what you said, that is why so much in the I'm gonna bring it back to you, and you could the martial art world. Those who is into the martial arts, you know that the younger you are, your flexibility is unreal, and you become so flexible the things you can do with martial arts, which is also some of the movements, am I mistaken, is some of the martial art movements. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Some of the exercises they do, you know, my son, he takes a martial art class, and, you know, sometimes when he's beating me up in the house, he jumps on me, beats me up, puts the martial art stuff on me. I have to use my yoga, you know, and how I use the yoga, because the yoga gives me knowledge of self and know how the body works, how it moves, how the joints move, how muscles work, what muscles an antagonist against another. I'm able to use his body and show him that, look, yoga can be used as a martial art. If you understand how your body functions, you'll know how another body functions and how it moves. So you'll be able to manage and protect yourself.
Now I'm gonna get to, I'm gonna take it up a deeper again, because we were going through some of the things about this, but he's talking about the how your body and some of the. Now, how many of you really know that the zodiac? Each of the houses, or each of the zodiac, have a specific body function. So I don't know whose sign it is, who I said, but I'm just going to go quickly. If you're Aries, that sign represents the head, the face, and mind. If you are Aquarius, the lower legs and ankles are affected by this particular sign. If you are Libra, your kidneys. Balance, kidney, the body. Virgo, your intestines. Leo, the lion, the heart. So you can tell this to be true, because anybody who remember the Wizard of Oz, the cowardly lion wanted a heart.
Mm-hmm.
Courage. See, oh no, I take that back. He wanted courage. I think the Tin Man wanted the heart. Which one I want? But these were attributes that they were asking for. And these movies that tell you a lot of things about ourselves as well, because, of course, we're not looking at them. But, you know, these are the things that are part of the so-called zodiac that the ancient commissions have mapped out and put attributes.
And to
attributes
touch
to each of
them. To touch on, you just said the lion, you know, the cowardly lion, you know, the lion's supposed to have courage. You know, how's he going to be cowardly? You know, and one of the postures, one of the poses in the Tefnuteru system is called the Horem Aket, or Heru Amket, which is AKA the Sphinx pose. And in this pose, you're supposed to roar like a lion in order to develop courage and fearlessness within yourself. So again, even though there's a physical aspect to it, there's always a mental and spiritual posture to the pose, a non-physical aspect to the pose that can help you in your regular everyday life. So every time you feel a little fear creeping up on you, just think about the Horem Aket. Visualize yourself as a lion, being courageous, having the strength and bravery to face your fears. So again, Kemetic yoga is not just for your physical body, but for your mental and spiritual body as well, because we feel we just have this physical body. And as I was trying to explain to my 11-year-old son, this physical body is not you. If you're sitting wherever you are now, you're inside this physical body, and as you look outside of this physical body, you see your hand. You're inside looking out at your hand, so you are inside this body. So while we live in this body is the most important place you live in. It's more important than that $2 million house you live in. Because if you don't take care of this house, your body, then that $2 million house you won't be able to enjoy. So Kemetic Yoga give us the ability to take care of our physical body, our mental body, our spiritual body. Kemetic Yoga is a form of health insurance as far as I see it. Because when you engage in the various movement poses and postures, you're helping to ensure or aid in your own health and well-being. You're playing a proactive role in making sure, ensuring your health and well-being. Unfortunately, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, they cannot ensure your health. They can take your money at your paycheck every month, but only you can ensure your health. And this is one way you can ensure it with Kemetic Yoga, to help you grow mentally, spiritually,
increase range of motion, flexibility, strength. You know, you don't have to be flexible to do yoga. This is why you do yoga, to become flexible.
That's right. I like that. That's good. I'm glad you said that, because I don't want everybody to think, oh, I got to be. No, you have any age. You just made that clear. Any age is able to take on this concept of this Kemetic Yoga, and also the concept of Kemetic Yoga is also connected to the principles of Maya, because as we have found out, the ancient Kemetians had it all connected. They did not disconnect. They had spirituality from the heavens and as well as below. And we're trying now that many of our concepts are taken from that. But we're not given the whole picture, so we're having a hard time. And that's maybe why we have so many strife and divisions and so many of the things that we are related to. We have any more calls, Antoinette?
No, but we do
have
a question in the chat room.
Go ahead. Give it up.
Pumpkin would like to know, what is the difference between yoga and Kemetic yoga?
Kemetic yoga?
Kemetic yoga, yes.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, explain that
better. Basically, all yoga, you're going to notice that many of the movements and poses are similar, and that's only natural because we're all working with the same machine, the human body, right? So the human body can take on various movements, poses, and postures. The main difference between Kemetic yoga and what's called, quote-unquote, mainstream yoga is the fact that many of the poses that we do can only be found carved on the various walls, monuments, and temples of ancient Kemet, what we know as Egypt today, or painted, which go back to thousands of years. That's one of the things that makes it unique to Kemet, why we call it Kemetic yoga. Now, the most important thing for me individually is the teachings and the philosophies that support the Kemetic yoga. And these teachings and philosophies are an African-based system of knowledge which come out of the Nile Valley region, Northeast Africa. So that's the main difference of Kemetic yoga, as well as we don't just focus on tying you into a knot and teaching you to be a contortionist. Our main objective is for you to harmonize the flow of energy and breath throughout the body, for you to become aware of your body, for you to be able to manage and care for yourself and activate your own internal healing system. So we focus a lot on controlling the breath, becoming aware of the breath, focusing the mind's energy, as well as feeling and channeling the energy in the physical body. And the physical poses help us to accomplish these things. So that's the main difference, and I hope that answered your question.
And also, I'm going to piggyback on that. Many people do not know that him.
Hey, we don't piggyback. Remember, we don't piggyback.
That's right. Yes, right. I forgot about
that.
I have an additional question. Go ahead.
Pumpkin would like to know, does Kemetic yoga use music or scents, such as candles?
Yes, it depends on the instructor. Some instructors like incense, they like candles, they like music. Some instructors don't because they find it distracting. And it depends on the class, because I've had classes or I've gone to classes where some people don't like the smells, they don't like the incense. They find the candles weird or spooky or what have you. So it depends on the class and the teacher. Me personally, I don't mind candles, incense, or music. I don't use them personally. Why? Because sometimes they can become distractive. People, they focus and they zone in on the music, and they're not listening to the instructions that are being given. And while they're not listening to the instructions, they're locked into the music. They can injure themselves because they may not hold the pose in the proper form or overextend themselves, in a class where the music is playing. Not saying that for everyone this is the case. I personally don't use it because I want your attention focused on you, on what you're experiencing, on what your body and your mind are experiencing or doing. Whereas the music, and it's nice for meditation. When you're going into meditation, the music is nice for that to help to calm and soothe you.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So it's really up to the individual. Now, I don't know how much time we got. We got 20 minutes? Answer that?
Yes, and also I have another show host that I neglected to announce. We have Granny Ganji, that is also here, and she also is a fellow Blog Talk show host.
Okay. What time? You know?
Granny, could you give your time for your show, please?
Okay, I don't hear her.
No, she's not on the line.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, well, you'll write it down. Now,
Benny made a statement. Shouldn't our focus be upon God and not ourselves? And I think this is more for us that are Christians. You know, Benny and I are Christian. I'm not sure of anyone else. Okay, Granny said her show comes on at 4 p.m. Eastern time.
That's good. Okay, 1 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to take that question, and I'm going to give it to him as well. So he's going to, the concepts of the Christian concept of God is not going to be the same concepts of comedic individuals. What we're saying to most of the Christian world, and we're not belittling anybody, so get this straight. We're saying that some of your concepts are basically out of kinetic. You just are not aware of it because the historical data has not been really taught to the Christian church. But like I told you before, if you're interested of listening, I told you before, just go look up Saul in Ficus. That is the origin of why you celebrate your Christmases, why all your Jesus pictures that you have in churches have solar discs behind them. If you want to look up why your Bible is true name in Latin, which was the first name, was called Helios Vividos, meaning Book of the Sun. That's the stuff we're telling you to look that up. So if we have a future show about that, you'll be more in tune to understand what you're coming with when you're talking about God, because according to what we're saying is the sun is your source of light. And without the sun, you would have no food, you wouldn't have anything, we'd be dead. So what we're saying for those who take out the dictionary, the sun has been anthropomorphized. I'm going to say it one more time, anthropomorphic. That means when you take a celestial body and give it a human figure, this is what some of the things have been done. So that's a big subject. I'm going to let him say a little bit if he wants to go and add on to that, but these are the things and words you should look up. And before we can have a deeper conversation about why we're focusing on God and not thyself, which is the ancient term of know thyself, the mayat. Even Jesus told you to know thyself, basically, because if you don't know yourself, how can you really worship God? And he put in the words, if you believe the book, it says, how can you love God who you have not seen and not love your brother who you see? So that should tell you something right there. Go ahead,
okay,
brother.
Well, perhaps this can tie in with the question also. Benny asks, isn't yoga pretty much a form of mind science? So if you could tie that into your answer, please.
I'll let Brother Watson talk. Go ahead, Brother Watson, on that one.
All right. In terms of focusing on yourself and not God personally, I don't separate myself from the divine. That's just me personally. I look for the divine within. I acknowledge and revere the divine within. So if I'm knowing myself and focusing on myself, then I'm focusing on the God within as well. So I don't separate myself. You can't, as far as I see, you can't separate yourself from your source. You can't be less than what you come from. If you take an apple off of an apple tree and you cut that apple open and you take a seed from that apple, you're not going to get tomatoes. You're going to get apples. Right? So because from a divine source, God, quote unquote, then I too am a reflection, a manifestation, a demonstration, an expression of the God within. So for me, there is no separation between me and the creative force, God, quote unquote, for some people. Now, in terms of yoga being mind science, yoga is a science of healing, of health and wellness. If it can aid in healing your mind, I see nothing wrong with that, because if you're doing other things, taking pills, going to see a therapist, and so on and so forth, and that's not helping you to heal your mind, if yoga can heal your mind and help you bring focus and clarity to your mind, I don't see what the negative is in that. So as far as it being a mind science, like it's there for mind control, turning into a puppet, no, it actually gives you more control over yourself and more control over your mind.
And also, I'm going to go back on what he just said to solidify. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You got to bring your mind to a new level. Yeah, obviously, your mind is wrong if you got to be renewed. So obviously, if we're not reading the book properly, or we're not looking at definitions of what that word means, be renewed. So let's go further.
Let me ask you this. We have 13 minutes left. Would you brothers care to go overtime for a half an hour or so?
Let me ask him, because I don't know his schedule. He may not be able to, so I don't know. I'm going to let him make that decision.
I don't have a problem. I'm good.
Okay.
Well, folks, we have 12 minutes left of live streaming. If you'd like to go overtime with us, the call-in number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. So please call in so that you'll be able to participate in the show or to continue to listen to the show with us on this topic. Thank you.
These last few questions, I'm going to get him just in case people do cut off. Now, he mentioned Himotep, who is the father of medicine, the father of a lot of what, if any of you should look this up, his name is Himotep. Those of you who go to the doctor regularly, you see the Egyptian comedic symbols on the doctor's symbols and do not even know it. The wing with the snake around the staff is from ancient Kemet, ancient Egypt. That is a fact. So you are sitting in your doctor's offices to be healed by something that they're not giving you, but the true healers were of ancient Kemet, who was Himhotep, who came up with the concept of medicine. When you take the Hippocratic Oath in medicine, all you doctors who may be listening, the Hippocratic Oath is coming out of ancient Kemet. You do the research. And so we do not make up anything here. The Ron Rex Show is something that you can count on for accuracy as best we can give. But back to where we were at, give us where you give these classes. I know you had these classes going on the beach because you had the luxury of being in a very tropical, loving place. Are you still doing your beach yoga classes?
Yeah. Again, if you reach out to me, I'll tell you when I'm on the beach. Again, you can reach me at posture9@gmail.com. That's posture, the number 9@gmail.com. You can look up my Facebook page, Posture Yourself Comedic Yoga, or you can find me on Facebook, Nafa Ankh Asar, and I'll give you the details on my various classes. I do teach on the beach every fifth Sunday in Hollywood, Florida. You're out there, you enjoy the sunshine, the fresh air, the water, all the elements. I also teach at community centers in the Lauderhill area in Florida, Sadkin Community Center, John Mullins Park, and I also do private one-on-one classes, workshops, as well as private group and public classes. So if you have a community center, if you have a community center and you want to get a yoga class going, just reach out to me and we can see what we can get going in the Fort Lauderdale area. And I'll be letting Brother Dry Bones know soon. I have an online presence. And once I have the online presence, then we can do yoga all day, every day.
Yeah, and I think that's something. I mean, people, listen, we got to start taking advantage and network with each other on these shows and utilize each other's knowledge and wisdom that we have. I'm a firm believer that I'm not better than anybody. I just want people to know that we do come factually. So when we talk, we'd like for everybody to know that we want to be on the same level and that we won't be, because all of us have the potential. None of us do not. All of us have the potential to elevate our mind, spirit, and soul. So many of us need to take advantage of that and stay out of darkness and ignorance, because ignorance means you will not look up nothing, and ignorance means you are too egotistical to say I was wrong. And
right.
That's a strong person. When you say you're wrong, that's a beautiful, I mean, and then realize somebody gave you some light, you should hug that brother, really, or sister. That's what it's really about. You say the spirit of truth will set you free. It didn't say no other spirit. It said the spirit of truth. You can find another spirit in that Bible other than the spirit of truth. You call me and let me know. But I know truth was connected to the one I heard. So what we're trying to do now is we're going to elevate even more. We're going
well,
to another level.
Well, we have two
right
more
now.
Callers. We have two more callers on the line.
Let's take it.
Okay. Skype caller or block caller 111.
I didn't
you have
press
a question
one
and or comment?
No, I'm just
hello,
listening.
Well, I seen you were there. Hello, Beasley.
Good
okay,
you
just
good evening,
listening?
Everybody. I'm just
good
listening.
Evening.
Hey, how's it going? I'm wonderful
man.
And yourself. Good to be
man.
Heard
wonderful.
By you. Glad
you. I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. At least let us know, because I know you one of our favorites.
Well, that's good. That's
yes,
good to know.
Yes,
well, I'm listening for a change.
All right, anything
okay.
else? Who next?
Okay, we have area code 205. Area code 205, you have a question and or comment? Area code 205? Okay, well, I'll put you back on hold. Just raise your hand.
All right.
Press 1 when
now,
you have a question.
I'm going to piggyback on this because, see, we're getting ready to go into a serious holiday. Very serious. We got some serious holidays coming up. We got both of them have serious connotation, but the one I'm going to deal with is the one in December. The one in December, you have to ask yourself a couple questions. You know, he was guided by three wise men who was looking in the sky and a star in the east. Now, I know some women who call themselves Eastern Stars. I know they know what I'm talking about, who all know this. You are in the star of the east.
Sirius.
And this is, pardon me?
Sirius.
Star Sirius. We got to hit it now. This is called the star Sirius or the dog star. And many of you don't think they don't know, but they got Sirius Radio. And if you know the symbol, it's a dog with a star on his eye. These people know the symbols. These people are well-versed in symbology, and they play it on you who don't understand what these symbols mean. So what happened is they put you in a state of mind that you don't even see your own history.
And that's the,
because
and
that
that's the mind
star,
control.
That's mind control right there.
Mm-hmm.
Where this star that you being shown is a five-pointed star, and that five-pointed star is called a pentagram.
Mm-hmm.
And your military industrial complex of all witness is coming out of a pentagram.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start asking yourself, do you understand these symbols?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just add something to that about that five-pointed star?
Go right ahead.
Depending on who you learned from or what system you learned about this five-pointed star from, it has different meanings. Right. One of the meanings I learned of the five-pointed star, the ones that the Eastern stars use, pointing down, facing down, it was taught to me that it represented celestial knowledge descending to man. Just like you have the six-pointed star, the Star of Asar, which they call the Star of David, which represents as above, so below. And this is, speaking of the stars, this is where these three stars come, the three stars that you were talking about, called the Three Wise Men, are actually the three stars in the belt of Orion in that constellation.
I had a question.
Now, go ahead.
And
so,
and
does this have to do with? Well, they say you're, I guess you're a yoga instructor or a yoga.
Go ahead, Beasley. Go ahead.
No, I know in yoga they, and I don't do yoga, but I know they have something called downward facing dog.
Right. Yes. In Kemetic yoga, we call that the pyramid pose. Because if you
all
just
right,
imagine
so
that pose.
All
right.
Right. So it's related. Okay.
Right.
All right, that's all.
Okay, like I said, I love you guys with all this knowledge. Boy, it's beautiful. Now, you notice that we are doing, many people are actually do not understand that these things are covertly given to them without the true knowledge behind it, so they don't really receive the pure power of it. Could that be said, Brother Watson?
Absolutely. They just give them a little, you know, a little something. For their money, and then time to, you know, go along the way.
Right. So they don't receive the pure power of what these symbols and what these celestial bodies. Because I'm under impression also, because I know even here the Cubans got a thing called the Three Kings Parade, and their secret orders all come out at the same time and do dances based off the Three Kings. And many of our brothers have talked about that being the belt of Orion. Now, the belt of Orion, for those of you who read the Bible, is in the Bible. It's called the Seven Stars of Orion. I think it's in the Book of Psalms, if I'm not mistaken. So it's in there. Do you understand what it is? That's the question.
And in yoga, one of my brothers, when he teaches yoga, he refers to those three kings as the three glands in your head, hypothalamus, pituitary, and pineal.
Now, let's go there for a minute. The pineal gland is also in the symbol of a pine cone, if I'm mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Now, you know the symbol for winter is a lot of pine cones. And if you go to the Vatican, all down the road of the Vatican is pine cones. So they're saying that, let me get this right, so help me everybody, that would be considered the spirit. They're actually saying they're the spiritual world if they have the pineal gland, which all of us who know is your spiritual connection to the divine or the spirit world. Is that something that has been taken out of context too?
Absolutely. And you see, with the pineal gland, A lot of the things in yoga can activate, like I said, my brother, when he teaches, he calls these three glands the pineal, hypothalamus, and pituitary glands. He refers to them as the three kings because they're in the head. And, you know, a lot of us call the head the king's dome. This is where you dwell in your head. That's the control center, right? So with these three kings being activated, the various movements and poses, when you do, like the brother just asked me about the downward dog, which we call the pyramid pose, you're getting extra blood flow to the head. And the more blood flow you get to the head, the more nourishment and oxygen you get to the brain, the more efficiently the brain can function and the healthier it will be. And when we do certain chants and meditations, the vibration of the sound as it moves through the body, through the cranium, it helps to vibrate and stimulate these various glands and organs throughout the body. So this is a way in which yoga and meditation and chanting can help to bring us to a state of health and wellness.
And that's one of the reasons why that makes so much sense, because I think they made thousands of dollars off that machine that turns you upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Blood flow can go down. Yeah, so you can see there that they have marketing techniques that have made billionaires out of people from this ancient concept that is on the walls. Also, let's go even a little deeper here. Many of us have been, the stars are so important to us in so many ways. And I think they have us worshiping individuals. I think one of the people said we're worshiping ourselves. You can have a problem with worshiping other people because they could take you into the wrong step. And I think that's why they call celebrity stars.
Mm-hmm.
Because that concept of a star is an illuminational or a luminary thing that is seen as light. Now, many of you know that when you graduate from college, you're called alumni or alumni. Alumni means light, one who has become light-given. So, and you give back through donations of money. So they have what they consider this system in place where they copycat the system of the celestials, but they use it for monetary and monetary and means of control because of the fact that they're using our systems against us. So we're graduating with these so-called master degrees, which makes you a master, which means you are been illuminated. Is all this connected to our comedic systems that they have taken from?
Yeah, a lot of the rituals they do, a lot of the patterns they follow, the educational system, the degrees of learning or grades of learning, are things they learned from the ancient Nile Valley. Because remember, a lot of the masters in ancient Kemet, they studied for 40 years before they were able to come out as being in complete control and having complete self-mastery of themselves.
Now, hold on. Let's stop there. We don't go there. Say that word again. You said how many years?
40.
Okay, now, those in the Bible world, Jesus had to sit in the valley of his decision for 40 years. You understand? They know this. They understood this. So when the writings were put into these books in symbolic gestures of allegoric, metaphor, symbolic, poetic, simile, and part truth, this is where they were taking this stuff from. So you see a lot of 40, like I think it was 40 days in the belly of the whale and these type of things.
40 days and 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights. Thank you, Mr. Beasley. These are the things that they are
Jesus
taking from.
Jesus fasted for 40 days.
Let the people
talk,
go. Man.
Damn.
I like that. I need help. Thank you. I need that help. 40
you
days
tell me
and,
what
and,
to
and
do.
Fasting.
Sit your country ass down.
So,
man, don't know if you don't know every fucking thing, man.
Hold on.
How about fucking whoever you are? How about go fuck
you know who it is?
I don't give a fuck.
I'm
a fucking country bastard. Fuck you think you're talking to. I slap the shit out of you. I'm out of here, man. Try to listen to motherfuckers tell me to shut up. No, fuck you.
Why are you acting
that's
up?
Not
why
you, brother?
Now,
you know who that
is. How could you? That's what makes people have a problem with our peoples, with the shows, because we're coming with high degree of knowledge, and then y'all descend into
brother.
That. This is why people don't have respect, because you cannot take a high descending type of conversation and get mad. If we are learning from each other, which we all do, we cannot get mad. The brother made a statement. He said 40 days and 40 nights faster, which is a true statement. All he's doing is giving me a little bit more backup to where I'm going to go. So we got to calm down. Y'all brothers are instrumental in making this knowledge go further, man. We cannot argue with each other on live cast. We need to be able to talk to each other because people are listening to us. We're talking about a high-level conversation. People pay high money for this. You know how much money Jordan Maxwell get to talk about what we're talking about like this? He's getting paid $10,000 to do stuff like what we're talking about. And we give it to our people for free. We ain't charging one dime. All we ask you to do is support my brother. If you're into yoga, comedic yoga, go and learn from him. This is what we at right now. This is why we're trying to get this thing moving, because we in the age of Aquarius. We need to get information from one another. You can tell when a person, and help me out, everybody who's still listening. You can tell when a person, many of you are tired of talking to people who do not listen. You finally got a group of people that are listening to the same type of information. We have to nurture this. If we don't nurture this right now, imagine if we didn't have this platform. We would be talking to so many dead people and trying to explain to them what's going on. And many of us know how difficult it is to explain this type of topic. Comedic yoga is another topic that many of us say, but when they meet this brother, or in how he introduces it, you would say, man, where has this been? Where has this knowledge been? It's been right there, but we have not embraced it. And so tonight we're trying to embrace this thing and get people more in tune. And those of you who have the knowledge, your duty is to give it to other people. I don't see why you would have this knowledge and not try to teach. Even if you give it, I tell most people, stop giving it to your family and maybe start trying to talk to other people, because your family will be the first to shoot you up. But that's common sense, though, because they see you all the time. You have to give this knowledge to those who you might see as worthy of it or who may be able to accept it at the time. But everybody's not going to accept this knowledge. So let's not understand. Let's understand this, because arguing with each other, man, it creates so much tension that the show goes off kilter, and y'all was doing such a good job. Everybody was so commendable tonight.
I apologize for that. This is carryover from another show. I don't catch feelings.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
I apologize for that. If he wouldn't have said nothing, I wouldn't have said nothing. But you know what?
Okay, that's good.
You know how I feel. You know how I feel. Now, that's good. And I don't say nothing else. You can put me back on mute. I'm not trying to interrupt, but I'm not taking no shit from none of you.
I know.
You
and I don't blame
you. And I expect to be respected back.
And I think, Antoinette, when you hear that, Antoinette, when you hear that type of talk from here on out, Longest Dry Bones is on here. On here and out, mute that, because we do not need them. Them brothers is too knowledgeable. I do not want to see people hear them talk like that, because they're too knowledgeable.
Yeah, well, if it goes down like that, that's the reality that we deal with.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're too knowledgeable, and people are listening to you, and you're making so much sense, and then you convert to that, it makes it look bad. I want y'all to not do that, because you make yourself look bad. You guys got incredible knowledge.
Yeah, I know.
You guys got incredible. Now, back to where we was at, Brother Watson.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to cut this short. We're going to end this in a little while, because getting to that point. Brother Watson, and saying all you have said.
Brother Drybones, we have several people on the line.
Oh, give me a lot of people on the line. Okay, well, go ahead. Let's get them online.
Let's try 407. 407, you have a question or a comment?
I do.
Okay.
Go ahead, sister.
I can go? Okay. I wanted to ask him. He said he's talking about Fort Lauderdale. And I was wondering if he knew Unc and Ricky. They do these things at the African American Library. And do you go to the African American Library on Fifth Street?
I do know Unc
in Hollywood.
Yes, I do. Unc is one of my teachers. Brother Rike is my big brother. And I do teach out on the beach on Sundays in Hollywood.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Next caller.
Okay. Area code 205. 205, you have a question or a comment? 205?
205. Out there, 205?
Okay.
Next one.
Okay. Area code 571. Area code 571, do you have a question or a comment?
Guess she's listening. I guess they're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, we got more. Okay, 111, block caller, Skype caller. You have a question or a comment?
No, I ain't got no question or no comment.
Hello, Granny.
How you doing, Sister Antoinette? But since you brought me on the phone, well, anyways, I want to thank these brothers for bringing forth the knowledge. And you're right. You are talking to a lot of dead people, and they slip down into their lower frequency. And so, but anyways, what I want to say, this brother in the chat room, he needs this question asked because he got stuck at this one question and not receiving the rest of your lesson. And his question was, did you say that you were God? He seemed to can't get past that. You need to clarify that for him.
Okay. Go ahead, Brother Watson. Clarify that for him.
Yes, I did say that. And what I mean by that is, again, if you have an apple tree You take an apple from that tree. You take a seed from that apple. You will not get tomatoes. So if we come from God, then we are a reflection, a manifestation, an expression of God, for lack of a better term, right? That is my concept. That is my position. That is my stance. I don't see myself less than what I come from. That, for me, that does not work.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
Yes.
Next question. Next one.
Okay. Area code 267. Area code 267, do you have a question or comment?
No, I don't have a question. I'm just listening.
Okay.
Are you enjoying the show? You enjoying the show?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's what we want to hear. All right, next question. Next one.
Okay. Area code 661. Area code 661, do you have a question and or comment?
Guess
area
listening.
Code 661. Okay.
There
well.
They go. All right. That's it?
Yep, for the time being, that's it for now. Not unless anyone
right,
has changed
listening.
Their mind.
No, they're listening. That's beautiful. Now, okay, we're going to wind up because it is getting late. I'm going to
yeah, it's 11:12 here.
We're going to end it now. Like I said before, I'm hoping everybody will keep their minds open. Research what we said tonight. Don't just listen to research that. There's a term called operative and speculative.
Mm-hmm.
Time to quit being speculative and start being operative and start doing what your body is in tune, what you're listening to and been hearing. Put into operation. That's how you serve your body, is operating. And so in doing so, we have caused ourselves to sit and just be standing still when the knowledge, the wisdom is out there. No one else is going to do anything for you. You're going to have to do it by yourself. And so what this brother has done tonight, and I'm going to give him a little word to end it. Give me your closing words, brother, and tell me what we can look forward to and what we got going for you next. And we're going to do the live cast. I said your live cast should be starting, what, next year or next month? Next month we'll start to do that.
Yeah, well, again, we're working on an online presence where we can provide and offer yoga classes for people who have some type of, you know, feel self-conscious about coming out to a yoga studio or doing yoga in front of people. So we can provide those services to our community. And, you know, I just want to say this. I don't want anyone to, you know, feel as if they can't do yoga, or yoga is some kind of spooky thing that's going to take over your mind and turn you into some type of puppet. It's nothing to do with any of that. Yoga has nothing to do with your religion or religious beliefs or ideals. It's not going to take you away from your religious beliefs and ideals. If anything, it will help you gain a deeper insight and understanding of the things you believe in. And it may help you move from a state of believing into a state of investigating and into a state of knowing. Because belief means you don't know. So it's best if we know, and we know through experience, right? So, again, for those of us who have the knowledge, share the knowledge, apply the knowledge, demonstrate the knowledge so that it will be truly, it truly will be knowledge. Because other than that, it's just information in your head. And with that, I'll say Hotep.
Hotep, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Brother Watson, for coming to the Ron Rex Show. I'm sorry that Ron wasn't here to greet you as well.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate
it. Yes, it was a beautiful thing. And I'm going to call.
Thank you, Brother Dry Bones.
Of course.
Continuing
course,
to come back to the Ron Rex Show.
And I thank all the listeners, Brother Wesley and Brother, what's the other brother's name? Because I'll be forgetting some of
these. Beasley. Brother Beasley.
Beasley. That's right. I thank all you guys for coming on, man, because, you know, like I said before, we got to have people who participate in order to have the show. So we appreciate your time and participation. Those of you from other shows, We thank you. We'll try to patronize your shows as well. My email address is drybone7@hotmail.com. That's drybone7, the number 7, at hotmail.com. Our website is www.drybonesconnection.com. We'll be doing a massive update on all the things that we have talked about, and we should have some more updates on future events. And that will be it for tonight, and thank goodness tomorrow we hope the grid will stay on, right, Antoinette?
Yes, we hope so. We got to just keep in mind that even though if it doesn't go down, we still have to keep in mind what Janet, I'm not good with names.
That's right.
Yes, thank you.
Janet,
that is not.
That's the, yeah.
Yes, that
when.
Is not. It's not.
Yes, it's when. That's right.
Right.
You said when.
So we have to keep that in mind that, okay, it doesn't happen tomorrow. Good. But, you know, I still say just be prepared for whatever. You know, have an extra food in your house, canned goods, and, you know, things to prepare for power outages that are just weather-related. You know, for any natural emergency, you know, make sure you have, you know, gas in your car, you know, candles and things like that, just in case you need it. It doesn't hurt to be prepared for anything.
You up north, snowstorm, do keep in the house, so understand that. All right, good night, everybody.
That's true, Granny. It didn't go out today. But, I mean, I'm glad it didn't go out, and hopefully it doesn't go out. So I'd like to thank you all for coming to the Ron Rex Show. Hopefully Ron will be with us soon, as soon as he gets his system together. So thank you all for coming, and have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming, Brother Watson. We truly appreciate it. And I know Ron appreciates it as well. And we will be glad when he gets his system back up together. He's having problems with his satellite. He lives up in the mountains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he has problems up there in the Ozarks. He's way up in the mountains.
All right. All
so
right.
Hopefully he will be with us soon. Okay, well, y'all, we will see y'all tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And hopefully we'll still all have electric and everything else, and we can talk about how silly all of this was. Okay, so thank you for coming, and have a good night. And thank you again for coming into the Ron Rex Show. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
So they were talking about the degree of learning.